activism begins with ACT. The Rush Belleville Show features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's activist agenda.
Today in our activist agenda, we make our way down to the Great Southwest in Arizona, where Proposition 205 is on the ballot to legalize marijuana. But that doesn't mean that the opponents of marijuana legalization are resting on their laurels. Today, we reported on that $500,000 donation that was made for the opposition campaign in Arizona and who it came from. Joining us to talk about that is J.P. Holyoke from Arizona's Proposition 205. J.P., welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Russ. It's good to talk with you.
Yeah, thanks for holding on for us. And this was quite amazing because, you know, we've been writing this script in our cannabis community for a long time about how Big Pharma is going to oppose marijuana because they want to corner the market. Well, this kind of makes our case for us. Tell folks today that may have joined us late what's going on down there with this Insys Therapeutics.
Sure. There's a company here in Phoenix called Insys Therapeutics, and they manufacture an opioid called fentanyl. It's a sublingual spray. It has about 50 times the potency and addictive qualities of morphine. And they decided to make a $500,000 contribution to stop the legalization of cannabis here in Arizona. And this is really interesting for, you know, as you stated, for decades, the cannabis community is that it's Big Pharma that's fighting against us. And in the past, you know, they have been fighting against us, but they've done so in far more sneaky ways. You know, Partnership for Drug-Free America, and then funding bogus studies that don't hold up to scientific rigor. But this is the first time that we've actually seen they've come out and they've said, you know, we're just going to give money directly to the campaigns and not try to hide that effort that we don't want marijuana to be legal in this state. And that is a problem. But there's an even greater problem here. And I would encourage anybody and everybody to do a Google search on Insys Therapeutics. They are one of the worst actors within the pain opioid marketplace. They're currently under investigation in four states, including Arizona, and by the federal government for pushing their dangerous opioids upon people that don't actually need them in an effort to get them hooked. There's a great CNBC special that they did on this documentary on this company alone and their bad practices.
Yeah, it was that's why the name Insys Therapeutics kind of rang a bell when I heard this come in. I said, this isn't the same guys. Didn't they have a deal in Oregon? And then I looked it up. Yes, they had a settlement with the state of Oregon that one of our assistant attorney generals, he says, I've been investigating this stuff for 15 years. These are some of the worst practices I've ever seen.
Yes, these are people that are absolutely fueling our opioid epidemic in this country, which then also then leads right into our heroin epidemic as well.
And
these are the guys.
And of course, the irony was not lost on you that the campaign they're donating to is called Responsible Drug Policy.
You know, it's sad. If it weren't so pathetic, it would be simply be sad. These are the worst guys out there. And it's interesting to see our county attorneys and the anti-marijuana folks out there now jumping in bed with one of the worst actors from the opioid industry.
Yeah, and the reaction I've seen so far, I had heard from the opposition campaign there, basically neener, 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 at least they're local, it didn't come from MPP. Any reaction to the money source being any issue here?
Well, obviously I have an issue and a reaction with the money source coming from an opioid manufacturer. I have a real problem with that. But whether it's in-state or out-of-state, I couldn't care less. These are opioid manufacturers that are fueling a heroin and opioid epidemic and crisis in this country, and they're also funding to keep marijuana illegal. And take that into the context of the study that was published by the Journal of the American Medical Association, which found a 25% reduction of opioid-based overdose deaths in states that had adopted marijuana laws. These people are killing people. Insys is killing people for profit. And now we've got county attorneys in bed with companies that kill people through addiction for profit.
Yeah, it is terrible. Now, has there been any reasoning given by the Insys people? Are they making any statement about it, or they just gave the money?
they gave the money. They prepared a public statement. They put that out to the media, and it's a bunch of, you know, hooey malarkey that, you know, we make painkiller jokes through the FDA process, and they like to rely upon that FDA process as if that's justification for what they did.
Right, right. All right. Another story that involved your campaign down there in Arizona that I wanted to get your take on and maybe fill us in a bit on, your governor and not seeming to understand the basic pharmacological properties of cannabis versus alcohol. Can you fill us in on that?
Yeah, our governor, he's working with the No on Proposition 205 campaign. He's actively soliciting, making phone calls to different businesses throughout the state, asking them for money to give to the campaign. But he's also been a big alcohol proponent throughout his entire career. You know, he started off actually working for Anheuser-Busch. Hmm. So he's worked to expand the beer and wine industry here in Arizona, which I don't have a problem with. Those are both things that I personally enjoy. But I do have a problem when you're saying no, marijuana should be illegal, while at the same time trying to promote something that is far more dangerous. It's hypocritical at best. It's gross stupidity at worst, and I think that he's fallen into the stupidity category on this one.
So did you challenge him to something? Was there some sort of challenge involved here that he's shirking away from?
We did. You know, in one of his press conferences, he said they need to do a fact check. And we said, oh, yeah, sure, we'll be glad to do that. And so then we put that back out there saying, hey, we fact checked it. Here you go. Do you have a response? And so far, it's been silence. Hmm. But there was an editorial that was put out in the Arizona Republic today by one of their columnists named BJ Montini, and it was rather entertaining, poking fun at the governor for not being real bright about the scientific facts on this issue.
That sounds good. Now, in our live chat room here on CannabisRadio.com, we got a question asking you, how's the campaign going? How's your money situation, and how's the polling?
So there was a poll that was just released earlier this week that was put together by the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at ASU, or Arizona State University. And the poll came back. Yes, I have some questions regarding their methodology on the poll. I mean, some of it just simply didn't make a lot of sense to us. But it put us up by about 10 points over the opposition. It was about 50% of Arizonans favor legalization. 39% and change were opposed to it, and then the rest of them were undecided. So if the vote were to be held tomorrow, we would win. There's no question about that. How those undecideds are going to break between now and November, the best case scenario for the opposition is that all of them go negative. That's not likely. I mean, most of the time when you see undecided voters, at the end of the vote, they tend to split 50-50 or somewhere in that ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
If that were to happen, that's just fine with us. We win.
That's great. Now, of course, this is all discussion of the traditional opposition. Arizona's also got the weird situation of having a stoners against legalization opposition campaign. Is that gaining any traction, or do you have any worries about that opposition campaign?
No, I didn't pay any attention to them before. I don't pay any attention to them now. They tend to operate in their own little echo chamber, and I'm fine with letting them do that. To the best of my knowledge, they don't have any financial resources available to them to be able to make any type of a significant advertising push. But the idea, I mean, just the name of it, Stoners Against Legalization, you have to ask yourself why. Why are these people opposed to ending the draconian policies of prohibition? I understand that they might not like everything about the initiative. That's fine. I don't like everything about the initiative either. I don't think that there's ever been a law created that everybody liked everything about the initiative. But the question really becomes, do you prefer our initiative, which allows adults to purchase, consume, and possess up to an ounce of flower and five grams of concentrate, as well as grow six plants at home? Do you prefer that model over getting a felony for the possession of a single joint? Because you have to compare it to the status quo. Status quo right now, simple possession is a felony in this state.
Yep. Arizona, one of the worst states for cannabis consumers as far as the possible punishments. JP Oleoak is with the Arizona Prop 205 campaign. Find them at regulatemarijuanainarizona.org. And JP, good luck on everything in the next 62 days.
Thank you, Russ. Appreciate you having me on the show today.
You betcha. All right. Stay tuned, folks. And when we come back here for hour two, we will get into more of the marijuana news. We're going to go international, tell you how the cops in Italy actually support legalization. Wow, that's amazing. Also, parents opposed to pot have posted their 10 reasons not to date a stoner. We'll go through that. And we're looking at data on college students using more pot and fewer opioids. And a quick look at what President Obama's oldest daughter has been up to. For everyone here at CannabisRadio.com, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
You grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.